With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street is deep in the red this morning following release of a disappointing economic report from the Commerce Department. The gross domestic product shrank for the first time in several years, down 0.3% in the first quarter. President Trump celebrates the first 100 days of his second term, telling a rally in Warren, Michigan, "You haven't seen anything yet."
You finally have a champion for workers in the White House, and instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first.
The president says he's in the process of taking America back from what he calls a sick political class. An update on that Milwaukee judge in trouble with the feds.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended Judge Hannah Dugan. The Milwaukee County Circuit Judge is charged with concealing a man to prevent his discovery and arrest by immigration authorities. The FBI arrested Dugan last week, accusing her of escorting Eduardo Flores Ruiz from her court through the jury door after learning ICE agents were in the building seeking his arrest. The state Supreme Court says it's in the public interest to temporarily relieve her of her duties while she's facing the federal charges. Dugan's legal team says it's disappointed the court acted in unilateral fashion. They say Dugan's innocent and look forward to her vindication. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over plans for an online Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. The question at hand in this closely watched case, should public money be allowed to flow directly to a religious school? And watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down about 322 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off more than 350 points for a loss of almost 2%. This is SRN News. A new report on Canada's burning churches.
It comes from the MacDonald Laurier Institute, and it's the first professional assessment of a rash of arson attacks on houses of worship in the country over the past several years. The report concludes that the rate of attacks on Canada's churches has doubled since 2021. Experts at the Institute say the alleged discovery of unmarked graves at Catholic schools in Canada, a story which has since been debunked, appears to have triggered the surge in arson attacks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A long dormant Nevada law requiring parents to be notified before an underage girl can have an abortion will not take effect this week following a federal judge's ruling. The 1985 law has never before been enforced in Nevada because of court rulings that found it was unconstitutional based on Roe versus Wade. The ban on the old legislation was set to expire now that Roe has been repealed, but abortion activists appealed. This is SRN News. Drive a Caddy, a Chevy, or a GMC vehicle? Well, GM is recalling nearly 600,000 of them.
It's all due to potential manufacturing defects that can cause engine failure. The recall covers certain Cadillac Escalades, Chevrolet Silverado 1500s, Suburbans, and Tahoes, as well as GMC Sierra 1500s, Yukons, and Yukon XLs between model years 2021 and 2024. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, these engines may have connecting rod or crankshaft component problems that could lead to engine damage. Dealers will inspect affected vehicles and repair or replace the engine if necessary with newer components free of charge. Keith Peters, Washington.
A runaway kangaroo closed a stretch of I-85 in Alabama yesterday, shut down until Sheila, the kangaroo, could be captured. She wasn't hurt, nor was anyone else. Sheila now back home, safe and sound. SRNNews.com.